Hello, you are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people at UBC. Welcome to the afternoon. My name is Madeline Taylor. In case you are not aware, it's a harvest moon tonight, pals. So even though you won't be able to see it because there's this really gross sulfuric haze resting over Vancouver, the moon messes with us. Like, I'm gonna sound a little too stereotypically East Vancouver when I say that I like crystals, and when it's a full moon, I like to put my crystals outside to recharge them, which sounds crazy, and might be some kind of cultural appropriation that I haven't looked into yet. But though that's a thing that I need to do research on, it's good to have rituals. And on this harvest moon, I think it's a good moment to reflect. So I wanted to put together a playlist today that, at least for me, is about back to school and all of the different things that happen in September. I graduated from university 2 years ago, but I don't think anyone ever gets over September feeling like a moment of transition. My 13-year-old cousin started high school yesterday, so that's a big deal. I'd like to offer a shout out to Chloe, even though she's probably not listening. She had a bit of a bus adventure yesterday, and even though I know that's intimidating and scary, you'll be fine. High school is the worst, but it's temporary. I'm not at all unique in saying that I hated high school. I hated joining clubs. I hated going to classes I didn't care about. I hated being around people who I thought were stupid. And I was just one of another million bored suburban kids who was only able to feel sane when I was listening to some raucous music. So today, that's what this playlist is about. This playlist is the kind of music that got me through being incredibly bored, incredibly angry, and needing to get away from circumstances that felt beyond my control as a young person. So to start things off, I have some Bikini Kill.
Mary Mac, 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 oh, Justin Black, Black. Black with silver buttons, buttons, buttons all down her back, back, back. She asks her mom, mother, mom for 15 cents, cents, cents to see the elephants, elephants, elephants. They jump the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, high, high. They reach the sky, 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 and never came back, back. Back till the 4th of July, lie, liar!
Dress, but biggie, and I'll be a whore. You know. the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Madeline. Before the break there, you heard a few songs that I picked because it is Harvest Moon and it's back to school. So that set was mostly dedicated to angry young women who are stuck in high school and can't wait to get out. It started off with Demi Rep by Bikini Kill, then New Radio again by Bikini Kill. But those songs are both so short, I just put them together. Then there was Drunk Walk Home by Mitski, and we finished it off with One Beat by Sleater Kinney, one of my personal favorites. Up next, I have something a little bit softer. This set will take you through your first crushes of the year. This is Best Coast with No One Like You.
If I sleep Feel
You're tuned in to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Jen Clower with Analysis Paralysis. She has just put out a record. It is excellent, in my opinion. It's called, what is it called? Let's find out together. It's called Jen Clower, self-titled. There you go. She is married to Courtney Barnett, who you may have heard of because she destroyed the festival circuit in the last couple years, and is releasing a record with Kurt Vile right now, which is pretty cool. But yeah, she's getting a lot of attention and has been for a few years. But Jen Clower, her wife, wrote a record about how hard it is to be married to someone who's constantly touring and busy, and it's very good. If that song gives you any idea of the style, it's definitely heavily influenced by, like, I don't know. Though that song particularly is the Velvet Underground to a T, but with more interesting guitar work, in my opinion. Shh, don't tell anyone. Yeah, really like the line, can you spare a minute for hashtag activism? Because it's so cynical, beautifully cynical. I'm a fan. So before this track by Jen Clower, we heard Ashley Shadow with Tonight. She's a Vancouver local. She's really excellent. She's been playing a lot, but the most memorable show that I've seen her do was a little tiny show at Red Cat Records for Record Store Day in April. So that was a little while ago, but she's really great. And then before that was Best Coast with No One Like You. That song's an oldie, but it's just so sentimental, and I think the melodies are really beautiful. Up next, I have a set that's a little more energetic. First song is by a band called New Fries. This is Gertrude Stein, greeting card from Pape. We'll be right back. That's Dead Men Can't Catcall by the Shiverettes, dedicated to the guy who looked down my shirt while I was out for a drink with my girlfriend last night. And that's it. That's all it is. Up next, I have a song that I've wanted to hear since this weekend. If you are involved in the CITR community, you know that Victory Square happened on the weekend. It was a great time, super fun. The bands were wonderful. One of my personal favorite performances was Shitlord Fuckerman. They performed first, and they really tore it up. They set the tone for the rest of the day, and it was a tough act to follow. They came out wearing an orange spacesuit with a weird mask on, and let me just say, it was like 30 degrees, so Gemma is a trooper and a half for taking one for the team and running around the crowd and doing bicycle legs lying on the ground. They're the true champion of the day. So shout out Gemma. Also shout out Gemma's intense care about total hydration and everyone drinking lots of water. It was a good reminder the entire time that their set was going on. All of that to say, Victory Square was this weekend. It was fun, super great. But all day long, I had this song stuck in my head because the word victory is in it. So now you get to have it stuck in your head too.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hello, once again, you are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. This will be the last set before I get to the songs I've picked out. The track you heard right before the break there was by Foon Yap. It was called The Fun Machine. Foon Yap is a pretty incredible Canadian artist who has been touring all over the place, and she actually performed live in studio at CITR just a couple weeks ago. You can actually find the live video on Facebook and on our YouTube channel if you search CITR. She does some pretty incredible vocals, and you could tell how much power there was in the recording, but the power that she had in person was incredible. So if you ever get the chance to see her live when she's swinging back through Vancouver, where I believe she's from Edmonton originally, but I might be wrong. Do it. Do yourself a favor. Go see Foon Yap perform. She's incredible. You can definitely follow her on Instagram and Facebook for updates. Yeah, so this is coming to the end of Music to Charge Your Gems To. It's a harvest moon tonight. For any other witchcraft inclined folks out there, get your rose quartz ready. And your whatever, I don't know, organic sage from Whole Foods or whatever the kids are up to these days. But put it outside, look at the moon, think about whatever it is that you want to think about. If you want to just think about Neil Young, that's cool too. I will be thinking about this song by Passive, who played at Victory Square over the weekend. The song is You Always Wanted a Family. Get ready.
You took all your medicine. You closed your teeth until the
fucking family!
Is red from reading your red lips. My hands are red. My hands are red from sealing your red lips.
Sealing your red
on a wire. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Happy September. Happy harvest moon. Happy smoky haze over Vancouver. I hope that the rest of your week is lovely. I will be back with you next Wednesday at 4 p.m. with some more talk content. Today was a nice little music break that I quite enjoyed. Hopefully you did too.